In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you just got to love a good Irish ballad melody, don't you? You can't help but just let it flow through you. Maybe it's just me. Our food isn't that great, but the music's different. When I say ours, I mean Irish people. How are you all feeling today? Yeah, good. I was thinking as I was listening to Morgan, I thought, well, we should probably talk about what we're going to talk about on Sundays. Of course, that would require me to know sometime earlier in the week than I do. And as she was doing her part, I thought, well, maybe I'll just skip my sermon on that particular passage. And I thought, well, maybe I'll have something I could add. Or not. You can let us know later in the comments if you're at home. But I asked, how are you doing? Because I was noticing last week, well, I didn't just notice last week, but we were talking about it last week. Our lives have changed just a little. Maybe yours hasn't changed that much. Mine has changed quite dramatically. My ministry has shifted so dramatically. There are days I don't hardly recognize it. Had an opportunity several weeks back. Some of our families came by to recognize our youth minister's one-year anniversary. And, of course, the smaller children don't understand the concept as well of social distancing. And one of our smaller children ran over and grabbed my leg, and she grabs a hold of my leg, and she looks up, she goes, "I see you on TV." And I thought, wow, that's a shame, really. That life has changed. And one thing I know for sure, too much change can just be too much. And as I was talking with my colleagues last week, our Episcopal clergy in the area, we were talking about weariness, because we're starting to see it. People are slowing down a little bit. And the question, well, is it just summer? Or is it too much? Has it gone on too long? Are people getting weary? And I would have to say, honestly, there are days when I'm just feeling a little weary. I don't know if that's true for you. I see some heads nodding. That's an Episcopal way of saying amen. There's days when it just feels like it's too much. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, it's not just me then. I'm glad. And as we continue to have the conversation, of course, our direction is, in our role, how do we help? How do we help? So, like all good people who have nowhere else to go, we binge watch television shows. I don't know if you've seen a show called New Amsterdam. It's some big inner city hospital, and the medical director always shows up and says, "How can I help? How can I help?" This is his thing. How can I help? And as I was having this conversation with my colleagues, I'm thinking, how do we help? How do we help? How do you help an entire group of people that are under your care that you barely see? How do I continue to encourage the staff and our ministry leads and our vestry to say, come on, guys, let's keep going, in a way that would help them understand, yeah, we need to keep going. So I've reflected on this a great deal, and we've done a few things that maybe were helpful and probably some things that weren't, but I'm just convinced that what needs to be done isn't about what, it's about why. So how can we continue to be, and why would we continue? There are other places, other faith communities that have decided, we'll just sort of let it ride, and we'll do some of the very basics, but we're just not going to go the extra mile, so to speak. That wasn't the direction we chose here. As you can tell by ask any member of the vestry or staff, and they're like, about a week and a half ago, the conversation was, I feel like things are slowing down a little. Things hadn't slowed down. We've just gotten used to this new pace is really what's happened. And it may seem odd from the outside looking in at the function of your community. It is actually, this takes more effort this way. Yeah, we used to be able to do a service with a couple of greeters and a couple of ushers and some folks on the altar, and now it takes at least a dozen people to pull it off. It's interesting. I'm not complaining. I don't want you to hear that. I don't want to hear all the comments later, oh, Father Brian, we're so worried about you. Don't worry about me. Yeah, we got this. Well, we don't actually, do we? But God does. Amen? He's still here. So I was sitting and having a conversation with our deacon recently, one of our retired deacons, and we were talking about yet another possibility of a virus that's developing, and maybe you read some of that. It's really immaterial, but in that moment I said, you know what? It's okay. Now you may think, how is that okay? And I would just say, well, in this book right here, the boss said, this stuff was gonna happen. Oh yeah, these things are gonna happen. We were told that, weren't we? It's in the book of Revelation. We don't spend a lot of time in it, but it's all in there. So should we be concerned? No, we should be smart in the process. But I think there's something else the church needs to be right now. And most especially right now when it's so obvious to the entire world, without fail, is aware of their vulnerability. Amen? It doesn't matter where you live. You are aware of the fact that this life is precious. And many aspects of it out of your control. That sounds like trying to carry a burden alone sometimes, doesn't it? Maybe we've stacked up too many bricks in all of our worries and concerns. But we're the church, amen? So we have an opportunity. It's not something to run from. This is something to run to. We have the opportunity to bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that is now discovering something that many of us, probably most of us who proclaim Jesus as our Lord and Savior, figured out some time ago. I can't do this alone. Amen? Yeah. And so now there are people in the world they're falling and they're failing and they're weary and they're broken and they're just saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. Perfect. This is our opportunity to say, I couldn't do it either. I couldn't do it either until I came to the understanding that I don't do this alone. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, walks with me and helps carry my bricks better. Some of them have to be carried, brothers and sisters. There's just no doubt about it. But some of them we just picked up. And you know what he can do? He'll just take them from you if you let them go. And he'll just toss them aside because you just don't need to be carrying them. You think you do, but you don't. See, because our role hasn't changed. Our role is the same, to reflect Christ to the world. To represent, you may have heard the term, represent Christ to the world. What a wonderful opportunity. So, some time ago in my life, actually a very long time ago now, doesn't seem possible. This very passage just sunk into the depth of my soul. Now, admittedly, there are times I forget. And I pick up all these burdens and I try to carry them. We see evidence of it in a very different way, just subtle. I had to get some things out of the truck this morning. And as I took these two little cases of water out of the back seat of the truck, I'm now standing next to the fence and the door is open and I can't go around it because the fence is too close. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get this door closed holding two cases of water with my Bible balanced on top? And then as I look up, my wife is moving towards me and she sees me move towards the door and then she hesitates. And I'm thinking, because my mind is saying, you can do it yourself. It's a stupid little thing, right? But my mind's saying, you can do it yourself. And when I stepped toward me, towards the door, recognizing that I needed help, no words spoken, I just stepped away from it, and she came over and closed the door and pulled the keys out of my hand. I don't know how I thought I was going to unlock the door to come into the building. But then she locked the truck, which I hadn't even thought about. And we came towards the building, and she unlocked the door and opened the door, and I came in. I said, wow, that was so much easier that way. Nothing was said. She saw I needed help. She gave me help. Oh, how simple is that? But we need help in things greater than carrying a couple cases of water, don't we? And we see people who need help in things that are greater than carrying a couple cases of water. We see people who are carrying very heavy burdens. And very often we can see in their lives how they're carrying that burden, and we know from our own experience how Jesus can lift that burden, don't we? See, here's the funny thing. When you have given your burdens to Jesus, he will continually, for the rest of your days, show you other people walking in this world carrying the same burden he took from you. Guaranteed. Anybody bear witness to that? Yeah, a lot of hands up for those at home. Yours probably are too. That is not an accident, brothers and sisters. That is part of God's plan. When we turn over our burdens and we find the help in Jesus Christ, we now have what we like to call a witness. And when you have your witness and your understanding of how Jesus has come into your life and transformed it, he will continually put people in front of you who are looking for a similar transformation with a similar burden. I promise, it will happen. It's part of the work. And we're still called to it, aren't we? So here's our opportunity. We can quick glance at this reading today. We have this first section. Clearly, the people, this generation that he speaks of, starting at verse 16, have no idea who he is, nor do they care. That's the problem, in a nutshell. That's my paraphrase in those verses 16 through 19. We told you who we were, and you didn't care, Jesus speaking of himself and John the Baptist. In fact, you accused us of being something else. Why? Because they expected something different than the Jesus that we see. The next portion, continuing to work in this world where there's so many people who do not believe that this Jesus is the Messiah, he continues anyway with a nice reminder in the last section, near the last section, that it's all in his hands anyway. So we have to ask ourselves, if we are going to walk through this world, do we believe in this Jesus as Messiah? Yes? Yes. Excellent. Do we understand that sometimes our faith will go stronger and weaker, but it never loses the understanding that he is real? Can we hold on to that? Amen? Can we hear and understand that no matter what the situation might be, and no matter how we may be falling down physically, feeling tired and weary, that this is still in his hands. Amen? See, when we know those things, we can hear this last portion differently. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Well, why would that have sunk into the depth of my soul all those years ago? Well, I'll tell you, I had been living my life, you know, I know you wanted to know, I could just tell. Having lived my life on my own terms, doing things my way and taking care of it myself, figuring out how to carry two cases of water and close the door and worry about how I'll unlock the next one when I get to it, I've been doing that for a whole portion of my life. But my life had gotten to a place where I couldn't get it all done. And when I couldn't do it anymore, and it was beyond my own ability, I got very tired. I was weary. And then to hear this good news, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I'm like, me? I want that rest. Amen? This is a rest that is different than other rests, though, isn't it? So initially, I think people think, okay, I can come find this Jesus, and it's like a respite. I can just kind of give him these burdens for a little while until I feel a little better, and then I'll take them back. And I'll get back to it, and I'll be just fine. That's not how it works. If you take them back, they're heavier. You let them have those burdens that you're supposed to let them have, but then there's something else that happens. Take my yoke upon you. Oh, wait a minute. Some of this burden is actually mine to carry. Some of it is mine to carry. But Lord, it seems too much. But he says, take my yoke upon you. And learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. Rest for your soul. That's different, suddenly, than when we talk about, man, I need to rest. When I say I need to rest, I need to sleep. That's really what I mean. Or I need to forget about things for a little while. He says he brings rest for my soul. He didn't say anything about letting me rest this body, did he? Not a word. He says, yoke yourself to me. See, because Jesus knows that the job that we have as those proclaiming him as Lord and Savior, of carrying this good news of the gospel out into this world, is not an easy task. And we cannot do it alone. Amen? We must do it with him. So, brothers and sisters, leadership of this church, staff of this particular community, those who are sitting at home, those who are here, those who are beyond here, the church whole, brothers and sisters, today, we need to recognize that the opportunity to share the good news with a burdened world is now. Those who see no hope, we know the hope. Amen? We have this task. We can do it very simply by lending a hand. Don't touch them, but lend a hand when someone needs a hand. We can reach out and we can pray over the phone. I found out it works. I don't know if you knew that. I have prayed over the phone more than ever. I used to just feel very uncomfortable. Now it's like, well, let me pray for you. And I wander around talking to myself through, you know, all the Bluetooth stuff. And I think people think I'm insane, but at least I'm praying, right? But it works over the phone. Beautiful. But this is our chance to be the hope. Now, in the midst of this and all the change and what has shifted in your world, if you're feeling weary, okay, we all do from time to time. But why do we continue? We continue because the opportunity is now. The opportunity to bring hope to the world is now. It's in the last book, Revelation. You got time, you should read through it. You won't be surprised. By the way, it's all good news, I heard it once summarized as this. What does the book of Revelation mean? It means God wins. Amen? Okay, so God's going to win. We already know that. The question is, do we want to be weary sitting in the corner wondering about it, or do we want to be up yoked with Jesus Christ being part of the win? See, it's going to happen with or without you. So brothers and sisters, I'd say let's get on board. Amen? Let's get in on what's going on right now. See every opportunity that the Lord has given in the midst of what doesn't look at all helpful in a pandemic, in a struggle socially, in all the rest of it. This is our time to stand up and say, we know something more. You can struggle in that if you'd like. You can struggle with that if you'd like. You can pick up these burdens if you'd like, or you can yoke yourself to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who by his very own words says, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So if your soul is troubled, yoke yourself to Jesus. Amen? Find the peace that he brings. Feel his comfort, his rest for your soul, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Doesn't say we stop. What it says is we yoke ourselves to the strength necessary to do what we have been called to do, which even in the pandemic has not changed. So I pray, brothers and sisters, this day, if you, like me, have moments when you feel weary and you think, why do we keep doing this? The reason is we are the ones who are surprised about what's going on in our world right now. God is not. He said so in his word that we would see things like this, and we're seeing them now. And we have seen them ever since he ascended into heaven. And every time it happens, we have an opportunity. Any time the world is looking at a situation that they cannot explain, we always have the explanation. If, when you feel weary in the midst of what's happening, be sure you are yoked to Jesus. Learn from him. He will show you how to move so that he will be glorified. Amen.